Good evening on January 1st. It's New Year's Day, 2019. I am Nicole Cornell, consciouswildwoman.wordpress.com, at Thriving Life Health Wellness on Instagram, at Thriving Life Health and Wellness on Facebook, at Shade Tree Rising on Instagram and Facebook. Here's what's been going on for me. On December 28th at approximately 10:30 in the morning, I was driving in my car, going through an intersection when a man in another car ran the very red light, and I smacked into the side of his car. We were both going approximately 35 miles an hour. I drive a Honda CR-V. It's a 2006. I've had it since its birth, and it's taken me through a lot of things. It's taken me to things, away from things, kept me from things, protected me from things. And it's not even the car, you know what I'm saying? It's just everything that happened within the span of having the car. I got that car, my son was five, right? No, he was almost four. Wow. He's gonna be 15. He is 15. Good Christ. So many things, you guys. Forgive me also. Honestly, since the accident, my brain has been a lot slower, and there's been some interesting little side effects with that, too. I can touch on another time. My body is very sore. I have some very deep bruising in my chest, and my legs are pretty sore. My right foot is sore. I'm almost positive there's some nerve issues pinched or something going on, because I'll get things happen in my neck, and then they'll go down my arms, or, you know, just that shooting, sharp, wretched feeling. But my brain has just been in this slowness, this fog space. Kind of the best way I could describe it is I feel like I'm on the cusp of going into meditation all the time. That spacey mental space. That's where I'm at pretty much all the time. I've had some amazing friends stop by, bring me food and some RSO oil, which has been, oh God, so helpful. That was waiting for me when I came home from the hospital, which was just an amazing gift to find, and took some serious relief away from my chest, especially that first night. I had my friend Robin, Yoshito Lore, Roots Robin Hood. He came over. He specializes in Reiki, energy healing. He does like a combination of Reiki, massage, and Tai Chi. Granted, we just did Reiki, but I tell you what, that man has grown in his abilities, because I felt like I was splayed on the floor and a million billion particles being smushed into the carpet. Just a breath from being shot out of my body. And it was amazing, and I really, really feel like I owe a lot of credit in how I feel in my body to him and the RSO and the time to heal, and the reminders from important people in my life to take time and just heal and to not to the typical me of pushing faster than I should, which has been very helpful. There was a lot of weird synchronicities to the day. When I had the accident, I actually wasn't supposed to be in that intersection at all. As a coach, I volunteer my time every other Friday to the YWCA in Spokane with the domestic violence women. I have experience as a survivor myself, so I volunteer there every other Friday, and I have a client there now. I actually moved her session to another day to accommodate for my other job, and so was in essentially the wrong place at the wrong time, which I think is very interesting, because for the last month or so I've been really adamant about not shifting my focus. I find that I've done that a lot in my life, especially in relationships, shifting my focus, the next best thing, what's the next thing out there. You know, I'm constantly meeting people and getting thrown in situations, and so shifting my focus kind of became, well, a problem. So the accident and the day and the way, you know, what I was supposed to be doing instead of, and the commitment I made to not shift my focus really kind of put things in perspective. The day before the accident, I moved, so I was helping my boss move the office, one of my bosses, move our office. We decided not to get another office space and reinvented my garage to be my home office for him, because he doesn't even work here, he lives in Seattle. We did that the day before the accident. My office is set up in my home, I don't have to go anywhere. On top of the office I have upstairs in the living room, that is my personal coaching practice office where I receive clients. So now I have two forms of income within my home. Synchronistic as fuck. During the accident, my left knee hit the dash, and I don't know what it smacked into, but it left an indentation on my knee. The indentation, I took a picture of, it's on Facebook, looks like a 3. If any of you know me or have been following me, numerology is my jam. 3 is a holy number, supported and guided and divinely guided. You are in the angel's arms, doing exactly what you should be doing, and you are supported thoroughly within all of your creative endeavors. In the situation of an ending, which, here's the other kicker. The day it happened, December 28th, 2019, 2018, accumulates down to a 9. My friend did this numerology for me. She said she felt the call to know what my number for the day was. Turns out it was a 9. 9 is the number of endings. It's the culmination number, the final, before you start a new cycle. I've had that car since 2006, the end of. It's taken me through how long now of my life that had to die off with that car. Hence the 9. While at the same time being divinely guided and reminded so in my wound with the number 3. God. Just crazy. Essentially, I've had that car for 12 years. 1 + 2 = 3. Again, divinely guided. Oh, goodness. So many things. And right before 2019, all finalizing before this next year, really setting the intention for the next 8 years, and happening in a Cancer moon where I have all the support and guidance from the people who care about me. And there were so many people who cared. I honestly had no idea my impact. And for the last year, I've more than that. I've made it my goal to be that ripple, that small ripple in the pond that grows exponentially outward of me. And if this accident hasn't shown me what my impact
in a year has been, and to see like what the potentiality for that could be. I was really, really blessed when the accident happened. I immediately, once I was able to get out of the car and being checked out by the medics and such, and the firemen and the police officers and everybody, and all the amazing people who rushed to the scene who weren't first responders at all, which were amazing, and I can't thank them enough, because, man, they just were my angels. But after all of this, I'm able to get out of the car. And my boss and the man who ran the red light are standing over in the corner, and I finally was able to go and meet the man who ran the red light. The man whom I was very concerned about, because I threw him across this big intersection. I was very concerned about his well-being, and I know he was for mine as well. So I finally got to meet him, and I hugged him. I looked at him, and I just said, "Bring it in. Get in here. You're okay. I'm okay. We're okay." And we hugged, and I cried, and we hugged, and we talked, and we forgave, and we hugged. And I turned around, and I looked at my car for the first time, and I just started sobbing. The full power of seeing my car hit me like a ton of bricks, hit me like a fucking car, and really put things into perspective. Since the accident, I've been in a car, I've driven in a car, and I have a much bigger respect for traumatic situations that are out of your control, like being in a car accident. You know, I had one way of relating to people with trauma, being from human to human traumatic experience, but now I have something else completely to relate to people. And, man, I've realized too with all of this, the recovery I now have to go through to get my body back to what I was in my fitness shape prior to the accident. I essentially have to start all over. And that was a realization I came to this morning, was I have to start all over again. And to be honest, that made me think about where I had gotten to in my fitness game. You know, I had really got into weightlifting, and I had followed this path with yoga, but then I had gotten out of the actual practice of yoga. You know, I had gotten into acro. I'd finally gotten to inversions, which made me think of the fact that I can't get on my neck for God, I don't know how long, you know, with this accident. So I really genuinely have to start over. And what I loved the most about doing yoga was that it was the spiritual practice of doing yoga. Yoga always flowed me right into meditation. That corpse pose at the end of a good, long, healthy, body strengthening practice just puts you in the perfect space to go into a yoga session or a meditation session. And I really fell out of that. And now I have all of my work, you know, except for one of my jobs, is right inside of my home. I don't have to go anywhere. It's right here. And then my gym, it's set up in my garage already. So I have this perfect gym in my garage waiting for me to help me recover. If anybody wants to donate a space heater, I'm accepting donations for a space heater. Yeah, I mean, certainly I have a long recovery road ahead. My mental space is totally different than it was days ago. My physical body feels like it's been rearranged inside. And so I feel very detached from my body almost in a lot of ways. You know, it's like trying to understand my body, and my body feels brand new. Like, what is it telling me? Is that what it's saying? Or is that because of this other thing? Or is that because, you know, it's very confusing. And so having to learn that again, and it's going to be a slow process, and it's causing me to lose some time with work in my outside of home jobs, which make me the bulk of my income. But it's just, it's honestly, you know, with the numbers especially and the way that my life plays out and the things that I even preach about, you know, in my blog and in on this avenue, everything is in its season, and having faith in your journey, even when things seem to have hit the proverbial fan, I mean, it really is that test to have faith. And you will be tried, and it is okay to be tried, and it's okay to question that faith, but always come back to the resolve that the faith is where it's at, that your path is what it is, and although it seems fucking crazy and fucked up and, you know, whatever it might seem that doesn't seem right, you are exactly where you should be. I have to say thank you to so many people for being there for me, and all of you know who you are. I've gotten lots of nice phone calls from people just blurting out, "Are you okay? I love you." And it's just been amazing to feel the support and the love from all the people that I care about, who I've grown such a close bond and family with. Thank you. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being here for me. Thank you for loving me. I'm back in business. I had to take some time off, obviously, but I'm feeling well enough to be giving my clients what they deserve. So I'm accepting clients again. And please let me know if there's time you want to book on my schedule. And check out my blog, aconsciouswildwoman.wordpress.com. Check out my Instagram and my Facebook, and let me know if there's any questions you might have. You can also sponsor and support this podcast and my practice, Thriving Life, Health, and Wellness, through donating through the podcast. That's totally something you can do. And I have a friend who's also started, I don't have that link with me, but I do, I have been told to accept donations from my accident at my PayPal, which is NicoleCornell85@yahoo.com. Nick with a hole in it, H-O-L-E. Cornell like the university 85@yahoo.com. You can also get a hold of me through that email address if you have any questions or concerns or would like to chat about possible episodes, or even if you would like to be a guest on my podcast. I'd love to have you, host you, and speak with you. Thank you guys for your support. Be blessed. I hope this new year finds you in the most amazing space. And if you need help getting out of whatever space to feel amazing, I hope you reach out to me or any of the wonderful, wonderful coaches that are out there for you to take advantage of. We all love you, and we're here to support you. Love and light, my Thriving Life family.